Jesus said, go. We know that word go means it's delegating authority to do what Jesus said. He gave us the authority to go. And you hear some say, well, this is a formula and all this. I don't believe Jesus give out formulas. I believe he said what he meant. He meant what he said. Hello. I'm going to say it again. I believe he said what he meant, and he meant what he said. If it hadn't been true, he wouldn't have said it. And he said, go in all the world and teach all nations. One translation said, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them how? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then he said, teaching them to observe what? All things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the earth. Now, if Jesus said it, then we are to do it. And I know you hear of all these things, baptized in the name of Jesus only. Well, what other name do we have? And where did the name come from? Hello? If the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost didn't produce this name, where did it come from anyway? So when we do it in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, I believe we're on safe ground. Amen? Mark says it like this. Matthew wrote this, but listen to what Mark says. Well, watch this. I had a little illustration, but I got busy doing something else, and we probably have to do it later on. But let me read the scripture anyway. And he said unto them, this is Mark 16, 15 through 18. Mark 16, 15 through 18. And he said unto them, go ye in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and what? Is baptized shall be saved. And what? He that believeth not. But he that believeth not shall be what? Damned or condemned. Here we go. And these signs shall follow them that believe. What sign? In my name, they will do what? Cast out devil. They shall do what? Speak with new tongue. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not what? Hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, who's going to lay hands on the sick? Who's drinking a deadly thing that won't hurt them? Who is he talking about? You take up a serpent, if in other words, snake bites you, it won't hurt you. Who he's talking to? Y'all sure is getting heads on that. Who will speak with new tongue? Who will cast out devils? Listen up. This is what the Lord said to me. He said, the name of Jesus will work for anybody that'll work it. And believers has a right. Not, you notice he didn't say preachers or somebody with the title. He said believer. How many believers we have in this building today? Half of you? Some of you ain't doing nothing. How many believers we have in the building today? You can get on, if you're not saved, you can get in on this today. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, believer will do this. Now, where's my keys? I need my keys. I had a little illustration I was going to do it. Now, thank you, Tim. But I don't have it with me. Like I said, I got busy. But I sure want you to see this. You see, I got a bunch of keys here. You see them? Every one of these keys fits some lock somewhere around here. Now, with these keys, I can go into every room that's locked up. Why? Huh? I have what? And I can go in them, right? There's rooms all the way around, upstairs, downstairs, because we don't have that completed. But all the way around, there's rooms that have locks on them. All right.